Suits and Sanders is a leadership and legacy podcast that seeks to address the key leadership issues in business, government, and personal or self-leadership. Our objective is to raise the awareness of the crucial role leadership plays in almost every tangible achievement of personal and institutional goals. At the core of our mission, we believe every person is born with a special gift to lead an impactful life and to massively contribute towards the success of the nation and our posterity. The name Suits and Sanders reminds us that great leaders are first servants. So we believe you're going to massively be impacted with the content we'll bring you, and we hope that you're going to maximize your potential with the objective of maximizing your contribution to the nation, but above all, to leave an impact on this generation and to the entire posterity. So join us on this journey. Welcome to the new episode on Suits and Sanders. This is Moses Chavi, your host, and we've been talking about the entrepreneurship agenda, and today we will be discussing the power of partnerships. The power of partnerships. We all know that when it comes to business partnerships, especially in Malawi, we need a massive mindset shift. I know that there are lots of experts who've spoken on the subject, and there are lots of people who continue to talk on the subject. I bring the topic on the table so that we can discuss and you see where you fall in and how you can contribute to this. And as I always say, on Suits and Sanders, we always have a contributory button where you can leave your audios, you can leave text messages, or you can reach me directly on my social media handles. So today, the power of partnerships. You know, partnership is not a new phenomenon at all, except for the fact that most business students memorize the legal personality and attributes of associated companies without truly embracing the spirit and the power within the term itself. So it's easy to know what a partnership is in terms of as a legal entity, that yes, people come together and deploy their capital for a central or intended goal or purpose as a business. But partnership indeed entails shared tunnel vision. So as partners, you come together, but you're quite focused on what you want to achieve or where you want to go as a business. So there's a tunnel vision on a core mandate defined by strong agreement. There's bonding, there's decisiveness, there's passion. Actually, there's also love and commitment. The best partnership example in life, you know what, is marriage. Is marriage. So business partners literally get married to each other. This is why you don't just stumble on a business partner or running mate. I know that reminds us of a lot of other things, but anyways, any hasty decision at this level is a recipe for disaster. That's why if you talk about partnerships in Malawi, you keep on hearing of no way, it's never possible, not practical here, you can never do it here. Why? Because most people rush into these things. You just pick someone and you're here, and they talk well, they look excited, they look polished up, they went to the right school, somehow they know your brother, they know your cousin, whatever, right? But you don't just stumble on a business partner. You need to take it as a serious commitment. The commitment aspect has also led many small business owners to prefer going solo. And it's a reality. Most small business owners prefer to go solo, or at least prioritize family business over and above external partnerships. There's a reason, a good reason. This is also befitting, it's a very befitting move depending on your circumstances, as we will discuss in the next episode. Anyways, regardless of the type of partnership you opt to embrace, the spirit of the act is expected to produce and achieve exponential results. It's supposed to produce results which, if you had done it solo, if you had gone on your own, you could not attain. Otherwise, it won't make sense for you to get partnerships. It's either there's a broadening of network, there's a broadening of talent, there's a broadening of services and products. So you need to have a good reason why you're getting into a partnership. So we should expect exponential results, but we should indeed also be able to assess whether those results are attained once we get into the partnership. So for you and me, as sons and daughters of this land, we are unfortunately erroneously bred from a tradition of mistrust. Remember, failed partnerships, envy, nepotism, and mere soloist tendencies. And you remember our national anthem? Mm-hmm. Protect us from envy, yeah? Yes, yes. So that we'll be free from envy. We need to be free from envy. And unfortunately, it's deep-rooted. That sometimes you'd want to ignore it. But even within a partnership, someone would actually just go in there for their own gain. But time has proven that the adopted culture has not yielded much for individuals, families, and the entire nation. Such stagnant and sobering outcomes warrant a deep rethink of our former ways and how we can emancipate ourselves from the deep-rooted mental slavery. It's indeed high time we broke the shells of fear to embrace the available support, financial support, the motivation, and the unity in partnerships. I believe it's high time. I believe it's high time. So we accept that we're coming from a place of deep mistrust of failed partnerships. But there are lots of things that we stand to benefit. One thing that I've always met in good discussions with brilliant people, not necessarily as arguments, but like good contributions when you get into these rich discussions with people, you always hear people say, if Malawians can only come together, if we can only come together, we can do massive stuff. And this thing of coming together has been tested elsewhere. It's been seen on the continent through small groupings, community banks, or whatever it is. It's been tested elsewhere and people are building massive stuff. I don't need to actually craft and take books and say, read here, this is what is happening elsewhere. It's on the internet, it's everywhere. You can check in Rwanda, you can check in Kenya, you can check in Lesotho, you can check even in our own country, Malawi. And I believe for most of us who are able even to tune in a podcast like Suits and Sandals, we have access to lots of information of what people, sons and daughters of the land, are doing by pulling resources together. So we need to be of those who would say, if I cannot pull this dream on my own, what's in it for me if I keep on holding back instead of sharing it and bringing in more talent on the table to execute a dream that's not only going to benefit me, it'll benefit my family, it's going to benefit the nation, it's going to benefit the next generation, and together we uplift this economy. So most people already possess the knowledge about the power of partnerships, including collaborative funding, knowledge sharing, unique competences, moral support, wider networks, plus spiritual and mental boosters. You name it. Although it feels like you're splitting the potential business benefits, in reality, the above attributes have an extraordinary power to multiply your results. 100-fold, trust you me, 100-fold and even more. So if you talk about financing, talk about funding, you talk about knowledge sharing, you talk about unique competences. So one is a lawyer, the other one is an accountant, the other one is a techie, so he's a systems developer, the other one is a logistics guru, the other one is a business development expert, the other one is a banker. Come to think of it. So these massive unique competences that are brought into a partnership, or most partnerships, you know that they also usually start as mastermind groups. So yeah, I believe that you understand the concept of mastermind groups, where you come and you put an idea on the table and you start crushing it together and you encourage one another towards that common goal and see how that dream or that idea can be expanded and to be established into a proper entity after a process of deliberation, testing, and all that. So most big and substantial partnerships usually started as a simple mastermind group where people brought an idea on the table. And based on our different backgrounds as a people, we start actually to contribute, what are the legal requirements, what are the regulatory stipulations, what funding requirements do we need to look at, what about the markets, so how can we develop the markets, who can do the research for us, so who knows how many people are already doing this in the economy. So you need a collaborative type of support. So in reality, the strength, the coming together, the sharing and the encouragement, the moral support, the wider networks, the talent actually is more than what you think you could achieve if you are going solo. So sometimes you just think, oh yeah, I have an idea to start a vehicle manufacturing plant in Malawi. Then you want to hide that idea. Trust you me, even if you have the monies, you can't go alone. You don't go solo. That's why when you talk about big entities, forget about even the big names like Facebook or Google or Apple. We all know that behind all these big names, initially, even before they went on the markets, before they went on their initial public offering to list on the stock exchange, they had massive backing from lots of financiers, whether in California or across the USA and across the world, just billionaires who just, you know, pledged their support to all these startups, which later on became unicorns, and now they are worth trillions of dollars. So they didn't just start from somewhere, and someone had to hide an idea. If you go back to read the stories about all these big entities, you'd see that there were two or three friends who came together, they expanded the idea, and based on their limited understanding of the areas that they were working on, for example, if you think of someone like Mark Zuckerberg being, you know, a developer and a techie, he wanted someone who can actually come in and do operations. So you see actually him bringing in a chief operating officer who's coming from the industry. And that's what we call profitable partnership. And those people who come in those domains to support operations, they usually take shares from the business. So there's nothing like, I want to hold back because everything else belongs to me and my family. No, there is a reality of, yes, you can do something that is just solely yours and your family. In our entrepreneurship agenda series, we're going to discuss about family businesses. But if you want to do justice to your portfolio of investment and doing justice to your nation in terms of bringing something that is beyond yourself, it's very important to look deep and within whether you have the capacity to go the partnership route. But I encourage it deeply. Even if you have gone solo on so many other ventures, or you've gone solo on a family enterprise, it does no harm for you to actually take your expertise and the depth of your financial abilities or whatever you are able in, bring it in a partnership for a common goal with a bigger vision. So in one way or another, most global enterprises are partnerships. So through investors, lenders, and direct partners. So do not be deceived. The big names that we see today, we can only see the CEO. So on top, you just see Jack Ma on Alibaba, all right? But you forget about all those relatives and friends and teachers that he pulled when he was starting his venture. For Mark Zuckerberg, we only look at him, but we forget about the university friends that actually helped him to build and grow that dream, and all these new techies and big names that he has hired to build that brand. So unfortunately, we just look at the surface. So even locally, you'd see people who are doing fine and you only look at their company name. But each one of them, if you go behind their family businesses or their brands, you realize that they have massive financiers. They have relatives who have deep pockets, who have put money into their businesses. So at some point, everyone needs a push. So every sustainable, big and versatile entity or establishment needs investors, needs financiers, needs partnerships in whatever format. Even if you just go solo completely, but ultimately on the journey of life, you're going to get into partnerships even through employees, because you need people to develop a brand. You need people to develop a formidable business. So the fear of partnerships has left our nation, Malawi, with the mentality of small businesses, which barely leave a mark on our economy. The idea of small businesses. So you're happy to just have Moses and Sons. Then that Moses and Sons goes on to be Moses and Sons that my sons take over, and they maintain that name as Moses and Sons. And unfortunately, if there is no proper creativity or scaling of that business, it may just end up as one shop, which ends up becoming a monument that even people who have grown and have gone beyond, when they come back to earth, basically the only way they can remember the map to where they were living at that time when they were five is just to know that go past Moses and Sons, because that shop is always there. So it depends on honestly what you want to do with your life. But since we are talking about the entrepreneurship agenda at a national scale, it's very important to consider partnerships beyond our personal ventures, beyond family businesses. So this has been, again, your host, Moses Chavi, bringing you the series Entrepreneurship Agenda. Today on Suits and Sandals, we're discussing the power of partnerships. So until next time, see you and talk to you in the next episode. God bless you.